Dale, how you doing, sir?
Hey.
Thanks for your
hey.
Time. Great run out there. First time in a race car since Darlington. How did it feel coming back to a track like Homestead?
Well, you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I was really, really nervous. I was I started to think to myself, how can it be possible for somebody to race in any of the top three series without having any laps and not having driven a car in a year? I know I got some laps and I've been around for a while, but I was real nervous. I really was, because I thought I knew kind of what the driver's mindset might be in these type of situations over the last several weeks, with no laps, no practice, just a lot of pressure. But I really underestimated. It's harder than I thought. It's more anxiety than I would have imagined. And so, I was a little difficult to be around the last couple of days. Are feeling better once the motor things and stuff, and learn where it was at around on the pace line. I really felt pretty comfortable at that point, but I worked myself up for the last 72 hours. And we run better than I thought we would. You know, when that race started, we didn't have great speed. The car wasn't turning really well. But as we would run, you know, then we just would pass them. I don't know that the car drove better as the race went on, but we just could hang in there and make some time, I guess, on the older tire. Nothing like Noah was doing. He was incredible on the long run. But real happy to be able to get up there and race for the lead. Had great, great pit stops, and pit crew was incredible. But I was happy. If you're going to get in here, you want to do well and put on a good showing and get up front a little bit. Even if you might not win, you just want to do well, and I'm pretty happy with how we did.
Great. Thank you, Dale. We'll open it up to questions. Like I said, the last couple drivers, click the raise your hand tool or hit me with a message in the chat box. We'll start off with Bob Pockers.
I don't want to give you any more anxiety, but have you thought much about the potential of being in the Hall of Fame with the announcement on Tuesday?
That don't give me much anxiety, Bob. And I'm glad you asked that. I have thought that it might be a good idea to do my podcast at the same time as they are making those announcements. And that's sort of the plan right now, because whether we are chosen to go into the Hall of Fame or not, I'm already honored, and I think it'll be a fun experience to sort of document through our podcast. And even, you know, and no matter who they, I've said this from the start, and I really feel it in my heart, that everybody on that list belongs in there. And it doesn't seem like at this point that there's one more deserving than the other. And I'm young to that respect. I'm young enough to wait my turn. And there's a lot of names on that list that are not on that list that need to be on that list, and we're all going to argue that every year. But I'm just honored already, so I think we'll document it. If we are chosen, we'll talk about that. If we are not chosen, we'll talk about the ones that are, and celebrate those people.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now go to Chris Knight. Chris, you there? You're on mute,
yeah.
Bud.
Yeah. Dale, what did you think? Did you have an opportunity to win the race on that last green white checkered?
No, sir. Our car didn't fire off and didn't turn good enough. So it was worse than I expected, to be honest with you. Me and the 9 went down into turn 1, and we did not go. I mean, my car was – the front wasn't working. I couldn't get in the gas. Lost a bunch of spots on the bottom getting pinned down, and it just hurt both me and him. And our cars would take off after about – we needed about 5 corners 2.5 laps for our cars to really start working. So, but dang, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I thought I would help Noah if I could. As long as he didn't have a big screw up, I wasn't going to try to pass him. But I thought maybe we'd get third or fourth, ended up in fifth. But considering how we ran throughout the day, I was still pretty happy. Anytime you get a late restart and lose spots and lose and finish lower than you ran all day, it's so frustrating. But considering this is my one race a year and we had such a great run, it's not too bad.
What was it like to race Noah today?
Not a lot of fun. He was so fast. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed racing Noah, but I knew that on the long run, he's just going to drive away from all of us. I kind of enjoy racing the guys that I don't spend a lot of time around or don't know very well. And I always enjoy racing Chastain. And I certainly enjoy being in the booth broadcasting for Chastain. Man, he gets after it, and I know he can be annoying, but I really appreciate his style because without guys like that, there's less for us to talk about. So if I'm going to like it on the booth, I got to like it on the track. So we had a little bit of fun today, and I love racing all the younger guys that are just coming in the series and it's fun. They're hard chargers. They make you work for it.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Go to Dustin Albino. Dustin.
Yeah, Dale, good run today. I'm curious, from last year to this year, what are the biggest improvements you've seen within Noah?
Well, I think that he's still got a long way to go in maturing. We can't expect too much, but, you know, there's still some moments that I think that he can learn from and do differently in the next situation that's similar. So I want to be honest, you know, that I think that he's very young. So, you know, you try to temper your expectations, but in this sport, you got to grow up fast. And I told him after this race, he's not super disappointed, but I said, hey, you're going to lose races that way.